Well, I think we better get started. Thank you very, very much for coming. My name is Raymond Erickson, as some of you know. I used to live around here for a long time, and it's always a pleasure to be able to come back once in a while. And this is partly a continuation of a series of lectures dealing with offbeat topics about Bach for the general public that I started about 15 years ago, and I usually do one or two a year. But this time we also had the opportunity to combine it with the college's Year of Turkey. So it's also part of that college-wide celebration. You may not think that Bach and the Turks have much to do with each other, and it is true that Bach didn't write any Turkish-style music like Mozart did, for example, but nonetheless there are certainly connections between Turkish culture and the world in which Bach lived, and I'm going to try to outline some of those things. You should have this handout that has a kind of outline and some names and dates and so on that I hope will make this presentation a little bit more concrete for you. And if you have trouble hearing me or I talk too fast, don't hesitate to stop me. So let us end in the final portion. We're blessed to have with us some gifted students from the Aaron Copland School of Music, as well as my dear colleague Dror Pershing, who has put together a little music for us. We had hoped to do the entire Coffee Cantata, but for various reasons, logistical and health and all kinds of other reasons, we weren't able to do that, but we will, in fact, sort of look through the entire cantata and get a sample of it. So I'm very grateful to everybody involved in that.